100, and they're still living.
When, in a two-story house, would you refer to steps inside the house?
Yes, they have a stairway leading upstairs. Now, a good example of that would be the president's house. Now, that house was constructed when Thurgill Hall was constructed. And they just went through not too many years ago, and they still have to keep up the remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Remodel that house, and they have to continuously keep it up, the termites and things. Now, that's a typical southern house. That is. And the stairway, I've never been on a stairway upstairs, but I imagine there are, I would say, maybe 5 or 6 rooms or 7 rooms upstairs.
What about on a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through?
We have one, but we never did use it. We called it a chimney.
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
They call that a mantle.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really don't know what that is. Now, my sister has just built a home in Longview. Now, it's much different than the one we have. Now, the man that constructed never did build it right. And birds would always get in and lay a nest. And always little birds falling. And they had to close the flute up.
What about that part made out of bricks that comes out a few feet?
Yeah, that's not the mantle. I don't know what you call that.
Did you ever hear of hearth or hearth?
Yeah, the hearth. Yeah, that's what that is, I guess.
What about the things you have inside the fireplace to set the wood on?
I don't know what to call that. No. They used to, and people around here still have them. They wouldn't buy this process where they go out and chop their own wood.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in high school, the students would come to school smelling like that wood. And I tell you, it is sick of the smell, especially when you haven't had breakfast and
mm-hmm.
it'll be on your stomach. Oh, to smell that wood would almost drive you over the wall. But you really need that. If you're going to do it yourself, it's something you put over it and let it dry out. You have to process that wood. But a lot of people will go and just buy that, chop that wood down and just burn it. But it doesn't do anything for your house. We get to smoke the house up.
What do you call the small pieces of wood you use to start a fire with?
Oh, I'm not too much of a country girl, you see, because I can't think of any of this. I don't know.
Do you ever hear of
kindling?
Huh?
That's kindling something.
What about taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace and it'd burn all night? Do you ever hear a special name for that?
No, I know that you can do it, but I don't know a special name.
Do you ever hear backlog or backstick?
No, ma'am.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
That's soot.
Huh?
Soot, S-O-T.
And the thing you shovel out of the fireplace? Those are the... When the fire burns down completely, all you have left is
ashes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And talk about things that you'd have in the house. The thing I'm sitting in would be a
chair.
What about something longer that 2 or 3 people could sit on?
They have benches, and I tell you, a thing that has once died and is coming back in are rocking chairs.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I got me one. I really do like them. And they used to have them a long time ago, and one of my aunts still has in her house this wood stove. And my aunt had bought this clubhouse from some people here, and that fireplace. That house was built out of logs, and they had built that house in the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
and they had wagon wheels for chandeliers. And they had the lanterns coming out of each chandelier. I mean, it was beautiful.